Rémy Freyssac from the National French Research Center in Montpellier, France. He's activist of a popular journal, and he's working on bacteriophages. He studies health and evolution of parasites. His talk is called Toward an Autonomous Rebellious Medicine. Thank you for inviting me. Thanks to Sidesi and the technical support team. I want to say that I'm sorry, but I chose to speak in Spanish, not Tzeltal or Tzotzil, even though I don't speak Spanish very well. I don't speak Tzeltal or Tzotzil either. I hope you understand my words and that they will express what I have in my heart. To present this talk myself as a researcher in a public university, I want to understand why certain parasites cause diseases and how to combat them. So I decided to participate in a politically committed science for emancipation for the majority. I may be very blunt in my presentation or brief, but I think it's important to reflect and act, not just denounce. I am choosing this topic because I am outraged about the injustice of deaths by illnesses. Why is the infant death rate at birth or 1 or 5 years, why is it 7 or 10 times greater in so-called third world countries? Why do so many people have respiratory infections in the poor countries, while the few people who have them in the rich countries are treated? This is injustice. I'd like to share my knowledge about these topics and also learn about your knowledge. That's why I'm here. I share it here. I hope in future workshops we can share more. And also where I live, I participate in popular laboratories to try to give answers to these questions. Capitalism was born and continued through despoilment of public goods, which are essentially unappropriable, and all organisms use and share them. Life, earth, water, air, struggling for common goods is to struggle against capitalism here and all over the world. The health of human beings, animals and plants is a common good. We need to preserve it for ourselves and for the community in general. Struggling for conservation of our individual and collective health is struggling against capitalism, because when we are sick, We can't struggle. To avoid appropriation of health by private companies, we need to establish autonomous medicine in community health centers and adopt non-capitalist medicine practices, so health practices. So we need to create areas, places that we can generate our solutions openly, cheaply, easily, in a cooperative way, and produce and prohibit commercial private interests. I remember the questions that the Zapatistas asked the international community and shared with us last year through the words of Galeano. One was how to avoid illnesses and identify the parasites that cause them and make non-toxic antibiotics. Here are some concrete examples with a scientific basis to respond to these questions. First, how to avoid illnesses. To respond to this question, I'd like to tell a simple story. 20 years ago, a research team in Switzerland found that when people went into hospitals, they caught other diseases that they didn't have when they went into the hospitals. We call these, let's say, hospital diseases. This doesn't just happen there. These diseases kill millions of people all over the world every year. So there was a team to try to understand how these illnesses are transmitted in the hospitals. They're transmitted between patients through the hospital personnel. No one wanted to believe that, especially the doctors. But when we look closely at the behavior of the medical staff, the research team found that the medical staff didn't wash their hands enough frequently enough. To wash one's hand well, it should take 1 to 3 minutes rubbing your hands with soap. And this isn't even good enough. And no one does that. 3 minutes. And the medical staff didn't have so much time anyway. So their hands were contaminated and transmitted certain illnesses to the people that went into the hospital. So the research team proposed a new way to wash hands, a water alcohol solution, which takes 15 minutes. And this greatly reduced the number of contaminations. And now we see in all hospitals in Europe, we find this solution, water alcohol. And this formula was provided without charging. It's just hydrogen peroxide, glycerin, water, and alcohol. Now, everyone can make this solution easily for their hospital, for your community, to prevent transmission of diseases. In every hospital, in every clinic, now it's asked of the hospital staff, but also everyone who goes into the hospital are asked to wash their hands with this water alcohol solutions. These solutions are now in the Zapatista hospitals. Although I haven't been able to visit these places. Oh, I guess he said he doesn't know if they're being used, but because he hopes they would, or they should be, because many lives can be saved by using this. Of course, the Mayan system probably uses some kind of solutions. These solutions are very easy. Oh, if there are some that are easy to produce, then we could investigate that. Then, next question, how do I identify parasites that provoke illnesses? When we're sick, we have different symptoms. Most doctors or health promoters use these symptoms to diagnose or offer treatment or to send the person, sick person to the hospital. The concern is that sometimes a single system indicates several parasites, but we can't use any medicine, any old medicine against any old parasites. So we need to identify them well. This is true of animals or plants. There are many organisms in the world. Some may be seen and painted. These are microorganisms. To identify them, we prepare nutritional solutions. And that parasites can be produced, I guess, in a petri dish. And then put them in an oven at 37 degrees Celsius. That that can be made with an insulated refrigerator. This is an oven that we've made in our team. To maintain this temperature constant, we place a thermostat and a fan to make the air circulate. This allows for isolating colonies of parasites, and we stain them with cheap stain and a microscope. As we saw in a presentation this morning. So then we can know which parasite, we can identify which parasite we have to be able to give the appropriate treatment. Sometimes we need microbiology tools. For example, a feminist team establish simple protocols which are cheap to detect different sexually transmitted diseases. These are kits that can be made anywhere in the world with plans that are instructions that are not patented anywhere in the world. And this way we can detect the parasite and identify the appropriate treatment and we can make our own decisions independently without going through people or institutions that are not part of our community. So this is emancipating to the populations that have been dominated. When bacteria are things that cause parasites, cause illnesses, prokaryote bacteria, one cell, I think it means, right? These are live organisms. They're microscopic. That measure a few micrometers. We can see to the right. Bacteria are everywhere around us, in the ocean, on the roots of the plants, in our womb, in our hands, on the claws and the teeth of the cat dog, everywhere. Oh. Imagine that there's about a kilogram of bacteria in our intestine, 100,000 million or something bacteria, 10,000 times more in and in. These bacteria are everywhere, and they're many. They're very numerous. Although we can't see them. That's why it's so easy to get infected by bacteria. There are good bacteria and pathogenic bacteria. Pharmaceutical company obtains a lot of profit from antibiotics to kill pathogens. Every year, 10,000 tons of antibiotics are used in Europe to cure bacterial diseases and in people and also on farms. 10,000 tons. Making antibiotics requires advanced technology, and most of the substances used are patented. Therefore, very few people can reproduce them or sell them. And so people who want to use them depend on pharmaceutical companies. To combat pathogenic bacteria, independently of pharmaceutical companies, we can use natural enemies of the bacteria. There are microorganisms that come in bacteria, bacteriophages. These are small or smaller than the bacteria. The pink ones. These pink things, the bacteriophages, enter the green bacteria. So when the bacteria explodes, and then all the children of the bacteriophages are liberated, and the bacteria die, and the new bacteriophage can infect new bacteria around them. So bit by bit, they destroy the bacteria that caused the infection. They act as antibiotics.
But
with the advantage of not being toxic to the human body. They are very specific and they only affect bacteria. There are many different species of bacteriophages that affect the bacteria with different mechanisms. Imagine that they're like vegetables. And let's say like they're corn and there's animals that eat corn. There are many there's many types of bacteriophages that eat only one type of bacteria, but there are other ones that eat different types of bacteria. So we can find different types of bacteriophages to eat different types of bacteria. This is a bacteriophage with the head and fibers to attack the bacteria. 100 years ago, bacteriophages were used to treat bacterial diseases all over the world, but they disappeared from the Western countries when antibiotics invaded the pharmaceutical market. But Eastern Europe continued to research these bacteriophages phages and continued to produce them. So they can be purchased in Russia and Georgia to kill bacteria that cause different illnesses. So there are different types of bacteriophages, and we could talk about cocktails of them. There's one cocktail that has 30 different types of bacteriophages that kill different species of bacteria that affect the skin after burns. Another cocktail of 20 that attack the principal bacteria that cause diarrhea. These are there's a wound that is resistant to all types of antibiotics, but can be treated by bacteriophages. So these may be used for not terribly severe illnesses, but also to prevent amputations due to bacterial infections. But they can also be used to treat animals, especially chickens with diarrhea. So we often asked, do bacteriophages transform and kill other good bacteriophages? Yes, they can. All living organisms can change. But the experience of the Russians and Georgians show that there's never been this type of problem. Last year, here, Zapatista asked me if we used bacteriophages in France. Yes. Yes, we use them, but not often, like in Europe and the U.S., they weren't used until recently. This technique is not highly used for two reasons. Very few doctors know about them. Very few doctors of Western countries know about them. Second, the governments are organized to legally authorize use of bacteriophages only in the case of therapeutic failure, when a bacterial disease can't be treated with antibiotics. In Mexico, I'm not sure the situation. Bit by bit, the bacteria are becoming resistant to antibiotics. So bacteriophages can be an important alternative if we would like to produce and use them in clinics. In Zapatista communities, we should teach the people who produce them to produce them and also to apply them. Bacteria that cause illnesses have to be isolated and identified, but these bacteria can be dangerous. If I can do it every day in my hospital in France, everyone can do it. So we need to have bacteriophages with therapeutic purposes. The easiest would bring these cocktails from Russia, Georgia, and other international labs that are beginning to produce them. But, of course, eventually we can produce our own cocktails to be completely autonomous. Here I have a summary of this project that I can give to the Zapatistas. Application of hydroalcohol solutions for hygiene in hands and use of the diagnostic kit and use of bacteriophages can be part of an autonomous rebellious medicine health system. They're easy to produce, cheap, and not patented. To make the bacteriophages available to the public, we've created a workshop for production of bacteriophages in Spain, in Barcelona. This is a free space to share knowledge and techniques outside of the capitalist system. It's a crack in the wall. There are many of these cracks in the wall, and they're growing every day. In this workshop, 12 scientists came and for several days and produced bacteriophages and observed their lethal action against the bacteria. I would like to share ideas like this for autonomous health system. Health cannot be in the hands of capitalist businesses. We can organize ourselves together and think about strategies together, free of commercial interests for all living organisms on Earth. Establishment of autonomous zones of scientific creation and health systems are necessary for emancipation of dominated populations. These popular labs have begun to flourish here and everywhere in the world, to offer free solutions, non-commercial solutions, in the face of capitalism. We should ask questions about our pains with our words. We have to use our imagination, our subjectivities, and our concepts. Struggle, scientifically testing our ideas, proposing our solutions in a world with open cooperative knowledge. Long live Zapata, the struggle continues.
To say all struggles continue, also the struggles against bacteria and illnesses in community health centers. Thank you.